Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Travels with Steve on this Wednesday, and on a phone line is Stephanie Klett, the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Stephanie, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I spent a nice little couple days up in Lake Geneva earlier this year. Kevin Powell in sports was just in Lake Geneva. It is the spot to escape to from Chicago.
It really is. We love our Chicago guests. And, of course, it really is a Chicago spot because we became big right after the Chicago fire. And so in 1871, we became a destination for wealthy Chicago industrialists, and that has never changed.
Yeah, well, that wasn't me, but it was our sports guy, Kevin Powell. He's filthy rich. In fact, he stays at the Wrigley Mansion when he's up there. How have you guys done through the whole pandemic? And I mean, actually, I've been up there a couple times in the past year. Once, you know, it was more in the throes of it, so everything was outside, and then later things were a little bit better. But it's a tourist economy. How have you guys been doing?
You know what? When COVID really first hit, it was like a bomb going off, and it was tough, and obviously things were shut down. But this past year, we had record-breaking numbers. And, you know, as we start to head into late fall and winter, I think one of the things that really got us through is winter, because we have so many incredible things to do. And then, of course, spring, summer, and fall, Lake Geneva really is just an incredible place to be. So we have fared much better than most communities because of our outdoor space, because of our lakes, and, of course, the signature Geneva Lake itself. So we've been lucky that way.
Yeah, we talk a lot here about Cruise Lake Geneva. The boats, they're a proud sponsor on the show, and I know there are a number of cruises available to take in the colors. I would imagine that's still going on.
It is. The Lake Geneva Cruise Line is a blast. And, of course, you can see the fall colors. You get a tour around the lake, and you can see the different estates and learn about the history and who lives there today. But, of course, it's probably most famous for the U.S. mail boat.
Yes.
Tour with the jumpers. And so the mailboat jumpers, I think, is the most coveted job for any teenager in America.
Okay, so one of the things I've always wanted to do and haven't yet is gone up there for the ice sculpture competition. I know it was sort of COVID-ed, spread out last year. It's back to full strength this year?
Yeah, it is. And so this will be our 27th year of, it's called Winterfest and the U.S. National Snow Sculpting Championship. So that'll be happening February 2nd through the 6th of 2022. And really, we call it 72 hours of reality TV because we have 15 state champion teams. And it's great. They come from Illinois, New York. And this past year, we actually had a team from Florida. And it was
really?
Like the Jamaican,
right.
Yeah, like the Jamaican bobsled team in the Olympics. But they were amazing because they trained in sand and then just kind of made some tweaks.
Wow.
And they were marvelous. But it's so cool because these sculptures are true works of art, and they last as long as the weather lasts. So sometimes by the end of the event, they're half gone. Sometimes they'll be there for weeks later. But it's really neat because throughout the town, we have small ice sculptures. Then down by the lakefront are these top national snow sculptors, and I mean, you name it. We have hovercraft rides and a fire and ice bar and a cocoa crawl. We do s'mores on the beach. We have igloos. And so it's this party atmosphere in the heart of winter.
Stephanie Klett wants you to visit Lake Geneva. She's the CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Okay, what percentage of your tourists are from Illinois versus Wisconsin?
You know, I would say Illinois is about 25%.
Okay.
And I'd say Wisconsin's about 45%. We get a lot of international visitors and a lot of visitors from Florida, California, New York, and Texas.
That's surprising. So do you do more tourist business than Door County does?
We actually do. Door County is number 7 in the state of Wisconsin for travel expenditures, and here in Lake Geneva and Walworth County, we're number 6.
All right, bragging rights. Stephanie Klett from Visit Lake Geneva. It was great to talk to you. I appreciate it.
You too, Steve.
All right, that's Travels with Steve for this Wednesday.